Good morning. Welcome to Sunday School Lesson for Sunday, May 10th, 2026. This recording is brought to you by the Sunday School Department of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Christ the Lord Parish, Admiralty Way, Lagos. The topic for consideration today is Parenting Styles Part 2. Parenting Styles Part 2. Let's take our opening prayer. Say, Dear Father, open my eyes to understand the guidelines for godly parenting in Jesus' name. Amen. A quick recap of our lesson last week. So last week we looked at the topic Parenting Styles Part 1, where a parent was defined as one who is responsible for the care, upbringing, and well-being of a child, and as such may be biological, legal, or a custodian. Then we consider the dimensions of parenting. We looked at permissive parenting style, which is usually high in responsiveness but very low in discipline. And a good example was the case of Eli and his sons, as recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 22 to 24. We also looked at the neglectful parenting style, usually low in responsiveness and low in discipline. In this parenting style, children are left to themselves to take their own decision and pursue their own way. This parenting style produces children that are self-dependent. The authoritarian parenting, usually high in discipline, but low in love and responsiveness. In this parenting style, the parents do not pay attention to the opinion of the children. Then the authoritative parenting style is usually high in responsiveness and love, and is also high in discipline. This parenting style is open to dialogue. It listens to the children's view and opinion and gives guidance. This parenting style produces self-disciplined children. It was concluded last week that the style of parenting will greatly affect the lives of children. So again, this week we're looking at Parenting Styles Part 2. And our Bible passage is taken from Esther 2, verse 7 and verse 10 to 11. I read, "And he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother. And the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter." Verse 10 to 11. "Esther had not showed her people nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her." Let's look at our memory verse together. Our memory verse is taken from Proverbs 13, verse 24. "He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly." Proverbs 13, verse 24. "He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. In Jesus' name, amen. So today, like we said, we're looking at two lesson outlines. The first one says biblical pointers, and the second one, the best parenting style. As parents, we adopt one approach or the other in our parenting, whether it is a defined approach or not. And we have some questions here to guide us in reviewing the biblical pointers that we have today. The first question says, does the Bible have anything to say about different parenting styles? Yes, it does. The Bible gives several examples of very effective parenting techniques and some disastrous parenting method as well. The first Bible reference we have here is Genesis 18, verse 19. Genesis 18, verse 19. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. This is God expressing confidence that Abraham will raise his children after the way of the Lord. And by extension is what is expected of Christian parents today, to raise our children in the way and manner of God, following his word and principles. But unfortunately, what we see today in the society is contrary to this. The question is, are Christian parents failing in their duties, in their responsibilities? Because we find in our society today, children barely out of diapers are cult members, they are ritualists, all in pursuit of wealth. We find ourselves in an era where our value system is now upside down, a system where material wealth is celebrated over character and integrity. And then we find children raised in Christian homes, raised in the church, are even involved in all of these activities. May the Lord help us as parents and help to put our children on track in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We also have a second question here. It says, are there scriptures that reveal how parents, how parenting can be more effective? Yes, scriptures provide guidance for parents to follow by emphasizing 1, love, care, and support. Let's look at Ephesians 6:4. Ephesians 6:4 admonishes parents not to unduly provoke their children unto wrath. And then we also have 1 Timothy 5:8, which clearly defines a parent who fails to provide for his family as an infidel. The Bible is teaching us as parents to raise our children in love and in care, and to provide for them both spiritually and materially. The second pointer here is discipline. And the Bible reference is Proverbs 23:13-14. I read, say, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beat him with the rod, he shall not die. Discipline has not killed anybody and will not kill our children. So as parents, we must learn to discipline our children with the right measure and approach. The third pointer talks about correction, and the Bible reference is Proverbs 19:18. Proverbs 19:18 and Proverbs 29:17. I'll read Proverbs 19:18. It says, chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. We cannot withdraw correction from our children just because they will cry. Children will cry, but crying will not kill them. Correcting them will help them to be better persons in the future and as they mature. So we must continue to correct our children. There's this saying that you cannot bend an already dried fish because it will break. So you will not wait until your children are already strayed for you to begin to correct them. You can't wait till they are formed in their own ways to now begin to correct them. Correct them when they are still open to correction, when they can still imbibe that correction. The next point talked about spiritual instruction. Deuteronomy 6:7 admonishes us as parents that we should take advantage of every opportunity we have to teach the word of God to our children, just as he instructed in Deuteronomy 6:7 to Moses, and then later on to Joshua, to teach the children of God, the children of Israel, to follow the principles and the instructions of God. And then Proverbs 22 verse 6 also, it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So the word of God here is admonishing us parents to train our children in the way of God, so that when they go out, when they are on their own, they will not stray away or depart from this training that they've had. I pray that the Lord will keep our children on track in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So we'll see that knowing these pointers is not enough to make the necessary changes that we expect in our children. We as parents must apply them. We must adopt them so that we can become godly and effective parents. We have a class activity here that says, are there other pointers that can help in help us in becoming godly and effective parents? Yes. Praying. As parents, we will not cease from praying. Our role as parents in prayer continues even after our children are formed, they have become independent, they are standing on their own. As parents, we continue to bring them before the altar, praying for God's intervention in their life, praying for God's guidance, praying for God's direction in their lives. And then also, as parents, we must find a way to be involved in the lives of our children, not in negativity, but to counsel them, to guide them. We must be able to identify or explore, to know the kind of relationship they are keeping, the kind of friends, the kind of association that they mingled with, so that we can counsel and give them guidance. May the Lord help us as parents in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The second lesson outline, it said the best parenting style. The best parenting style. The question here is there a best parenting style? Is there a best parenting style? Because in reality, parenting cannot adopt a one style, one size fits all model. Rather, what we do is try to strike a balance between models. As parents, we cannot stick to a single approach of parenting when the circumstances and situations demands a mix. We must be able to recognize when to make adjustments in our parenting style. For instance, if you are a permissive parent, you should be able to know when to apply an authoritarian or authoritative approach if the situation demands that. Vice versa, as an authoritarian parent, you should know when to adopt permissive style and approach. Also, however, as we try to mix and match these approaches, the key factor we should bear in mind is God's expectations should always be in focus at all times as we apply the various styles and models. Hence, the best parenting would be one that rely on the leading of the Holy Spirit. We cannot raise these children on our own without the help of the Holy Spirit, without the Word of God. We must also, as parents, not create room for abuse of privileges and flexibility, even as we try to mix and match the approaches, because children tend to want to take advantage of loopholes created as a result of our flexibility, as a result of the privileges that are created as we maneuver the parenting styles. Also, as parents, we must understand the peculiarities of our children. Because, for instance, you have a family with three children, same parents, same home, you know, and these three children, they are different. They have their peculiarities. You cannot adopt one parenting style for the three of them when they are not the same thing. You cannot you know, superimpose the values or the character and attributes of one child upon another child. You must understand their peculiarity and adopt a parenting style that suits the peculiarity of each child. Also, no matter the parenting style that we adopt, one thing should be clear: we must continue to raise our children in prayer. We must continue to bring them before the altar, praying for them, for God to intervene in their lives. And we must continue to find a way to counsel them, no matter what. Because we cannot allow our children to be victims of a society that is failing, of a system, you know, educational system that is failing, of the social system that is failing. We can't, as a Christian parents, leave our children to all of these worldly vices. May the Lord help us as parents in Jesus' name. Because these are situations sometimes, these external situations are outside of the control of parents. That is why we must do our own homework. We must do our work while they are still with us, when we still have some level of control over them. Our children will not stray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We have class activity here too. It says, how do you handle a situation that has rendered all methods / styles ineffective? Again, prayer. Because God created these children and gave them to us as custodians. God knows the virtues that He has deposited in them. God knows their end from the beginning, and their hearts are in His hands. So we cannot but bring them back to God when we face difficulties and challenges with them. We must return back to God to ask for His intervention and His involvement. The Lord will not forsake us, and we will not fail Him concerning our children in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. In conclusion, he said, parents should use parenting style that best suits their family needs with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Now, effective parenting is not about copying each other or copying family A or family B, because what works for them may not work for your own family. So as a parent, you must look at your own family setting and the peculiarities of your family and adopt the parenting styles that works well with your family. Let's take our closing prayers together. Say, Father, help me to adopt the right parenting style to any given situation in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, help me to adopt the right parenting style to any given situation in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed week.